Multiple states are facing a shortage of teachers. One study from the Learning Policy Institute finds it was as big as 60,000 teachers in 2015. One reason? Low teacher pay. And the pay gap between teachers and administrators is wide enough that educators are often leaving the classroom behind. Lee Hale from member station KUER in Salt Lake City has this story.
A big chunk of Spencer Campbell's day sounds like this.
Liam!
Yeah?
Go back to the gym.
Oh.
Don't act like you didn't hear me.
No, I heard you. I'm
coming. Oh, okay. Where's your buddy? Who is that, Parker?
Campbell is one of two assistant principals at Elk Ridge Middle School in South Jordan, Utah, just south of Salt Lake City. He's in his late 30s and looks like an administrator. Dresses well, brisk walk. Last year, Campbell was teaching 9th grade English at a school up the road. Now he spends a lot of time walking the halls, checking breezeways for students playing hooky, walkie-talkie on his belt.
Spencer?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any way you can go to Mr. Fife's room?
Yep, I'm on my way.
We turn a corner to find a restless 7th grader who's been sent out of class for being disruptive. These two clearly know each other well.
Seriously? We just had this talk.
He escorts the student to a study room and helps him get started on some worksheets.
Dude, you already started this.
For a moment, Campbell looks like a teacher again, a job he really loved. Before he taught, he ran a small business and did very well for himself, but he felt drawn to education. He went back to school for a master's degree and spent 5 years teaching in the classroom. But his salary didn't match his experience.
I mean, as a teacher, I was making $43,000 a year, and I had a part-time job where I would work another 20 hours a week. And that wasn't for the extras. That was just for the basics.
When he says extras, he's talking about things like braces for his kids, piano lessons, the occasional vacation, pretty standard desires for a parent. And so he felt like he only had one option, administration.
There's not a step in the ladder between teacher and administrator. That's it. It's just teacher and administrator.
That's not saying Campbell is upset about his job. He likes his job, and he's good at it. He now makes $83,000 a year, nearly double what he made in the classroom. But what he does now, it's just not the same as teaching.
The effect that a classroom teacher has on a student is second only to a parent. And as an administrator, I don't know if I'll ever be able to have that same effect. Like, that's kind of heartbreaking.
He was a phenomenal teacher. Phenomenal.
This is AJ Steele. He teaches 9th grade geography at Campbell's old school. Their classrooms were next door to each other.
Anytime somebody like that leaves the classroom, I think it's a huge blow to not just our little world, but, I mean, the ripple effect, you know? That's one less amazing teacher a kid has.
But Steele understands why Campbell left, and he knows the job of an administrator is critical. But that doesn't explain what he refers to as the greatest mystery in education.
Why is it that the further away you get from kids, the more money you make? And I think that's the issue.
The problem is that there is a big disparity between what teachers make and a living wage in lots of places.
Janice Voorhees is the president of the Jordan District School Board, the district where both Campbell and Steele work. And she says the district is trying to address this problem. They recently approved a salary increase that includes an additional $7,000 for beginning teachers. And they're working on a plan to create a better, classroom-friendly career ladder, an opt-in program that mixes teaching, mentoring, and administrative responsibilities.
Here is another avenue to earn additional money so that you can stay in the classroom, be a deep, profound influence on student learning, and still feed your family.
But Voorhees isn't sure how long that will take, or if it will even happen, which leaves some of the most dynamic educators, like Spencer Campbell, spending their days patrolling hallways. For NPR News, I'm Lee Hale in Salt Lake City.